Konnichiwa.
Hi, what? What did you say?
What? Isn't the Chinese cat in the podcast today?
No, you idiot. I said we wouldn't do one about Korea.
Oh, man, I held off these fortune cookies already.
Oh, what a pity. So today we'll look at what the Korean age is.
Wait, they have a different age system in Korea?
More precisely, they had a specific age system. But yes, the Korean age works differently than our typical age system. You see?
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Thanks for the pertinent commentary.
You're welcome.
That was sarcasm. Anyway, so Korean people consider that when you were born, you were already spent 1 year in the womb. So you're already 1 year old when you're born, which isn't that incorrect when you think about it, since we spent 9 months in there. But anyway, so it's not 1 year, but it's close enough, I guess. And then every 1st of January, Korean people get an additional year in the Korean age system. I precise that part is because in Korea, for all the official stuff like the ID card, they use the international state system.
So wait, if I was born on the 31st December of 2022, on the 1st of January 2023, I'll be 2 years old?
Exactly.
So in Korea, some kids are 2 years old and they can't even walk? Unbelievable.
Yeah, so that's why they...
Wait, so does that mean that...
Yes, Clément.
Does that mean that I'm 18? Oh, alcohol time, baby!
Hooray. Anyway, so that's why, to avoid confusion, the new government led by President Yoon decided to abolish the system, starting in June 2023.
Oh, but I was already planning my trip to Korea! My alcohol!
And remember, kids, alcohol should be drunk with moderation, otherwise you'll be drunk, and nobody wants to be drunk, right, Clément?
This was a message from the prevention campaign of the Anonymous Alcoholics.
Yeah, so sad. But anyway, like your grandfather's life anytime soon, this podcast comes to an end. Bye.
Sayonara.